Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy 2 windows, get 2 free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Time for news from the nest here this Turn It Up Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on his way to one winning drive as OTAs resume at 12:30. And we'll get an attendance report, see who's there, who isn't. Maybe some of those who have not been in attendance since the first day could possibly show up for the rest of the week, or at least a day or two. Keep in mind, next week is mandatory minicamp, so everyone is expected to be in town. We'll talk about all of that good stuff with Jason Cole coming up NFL lunch style at 1 o'clock. Those, by the way, who have not shown up in various NFL cities. But we were just talking about Travis Jones, and he's a guy that is on the rise. Remember, coming out of UConn, where he played in a lot of losing games. They were dreadful for the majority of his career up at Storrs, Connecticut. But he's been in a winning organization for a couple of seasons now. But he's tasked with being one of those to replace Michael Pierce, who retired in the offseason. So are you up to that challenge?
You know, Mike P was a great player, so I got a lot of big shoes to fill. But I'm just going to come out here, work my hardest, and try my best, for sure.
Now, Michael Pierce might not have been Reggie White or Mean Joe Green, but he was a space filler, and he was an immense human being who was more athletic than, say, his body frame said he could be. And Nolan, as we look at the absence now, Pierce, you know, had a good career, got paid a little bit, then decided enough was enough. Travis Jones, upside wise, we think, talent wise, and he's only 25. Maybe there's a little more to the equation than Michael Pierce brought, not to diminish what he did bring to Baltimore.
Right. And I think, you know, when Pierce missed that time last year, it was a good 4 or 5 week chunk there in the middle of the season where he wasn't available. It was guys like Travis Jones that were asked to step up and play even more. And, you know, it didn't help that Travis was kind of dealing with a nagging injury of his own throughout the entire time. And I think he might have even missed a game here or there. But, you know, to play at not 100%, to have a significant increase in snaps, I mean, really over or close to like 150. From 23 to 24 in terms of overall defensive snaps, that leaves me a little more encouraged about 25 being a true breakout. Whereas if he just wasn't on the field a ton, if he was truly just a rotational piece up until this point in his career, I might have some reservations about him taking that big leap. But it feels like 24 could be that transitional year for him.
Now, he will be playing alongside, as he has for a couple of seasons now, Nnamdi Madubuike. And Nolan, you referenced him. You know, doing his thing a little bit for his first couple seasons, then started to flash at the end of 2022 and then busted out 2023. He got paid handsomely. Made the Pro Bowl. Was an All-Pro. And rightfully so. Here's Travis Jones talking about the chemistry between him and Nnamdi.
Oh, yeah, me and Beeks, off the field, we've like best friends. So we got that chemistry off the field. So I just try to play off him and just be out there having fun with him.
Now, that's great. And the camaraderie is cool. And the chemistry on and off the field is awesome. But they're expected to be more than just pals. And this defensive line, there is upside here. Broderick Washington is part of the equation as well. Okay, since he got paid, maybe isn't doing all these super terrific things, but still is a rotational piece for sure. And then you have Aeneas Peebles coming in as a draft pick this year out of, where was he from there? Virginia Tech coming in to help the equation. But Matt at BK, I mean, did we see the peak of his performance 2 years ago with the big double-digit sack numbers, or is he still capable? Maybe not getting 13 and a half, but maybe getting double digits. I don't think that's far-fetched at all.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's hard to say. So he finished with 6.5 last year, which might feel like a disappointment considering the money that you gave him and what the highs that he achieved the year prior. But I just feel like he was being double-teamed a lot. You know, he commanded the attention from opposing offensive lines last year, and sure, the Ravens overall with their sack numbers towards the top of the league. They didn't have one particular guy that's like your TJ Watt, Myles Garrett standout that, oh, that's the guy that's doing all the heavy lifting. It's really about the collection. But even still, Matt Ibike was getting a lot of those double teams. So if a guy like Travis Jones can continue to be an every down type of starter and he can start to show some capabilities in terms of pass rush, maybe it opens up the door for Matt Ibike to get more favorable matchups himself.
Now, friendships aside and loyalty to the Ravens, we know that the NFL is a harsh business. And Travis Jones, you know, could be looking at a big payday, but to get that, he's got to level up his game, we think. So what are the next steps for you, Travis, to get that big contract?
For me this year, just being more consistent with the pass runs. You know, Beast most of the time was getting most of the slides, so I just got to win my one-on-ones this year.
Yeah, 3.5 sacks for his career, which in, you know, on the paper looks like, nah, that's what are we expecting this guy to all of a sudden become the dude? But, you know, maybe his win rate was a little bit better than others we have seen at times because, Nolan, you mentioned the sack totals for the Ravens, second in the NFL. But the analytics say they didn't win a lot of one-on-one battles. We go back again to the athleticism, and Vinny has said he looks in great shape. You know, maybe his natural experience, natural gifts could lead to, I would think he could possibly double the career of 3.5 in one season, 7, not out of the realm of possibility.
I mean, I feel 7 might be pushing.
Okay, he's got to surpass 3.5. Are we asking for that?
Well, I mean, I'm just looking to see something. And I'm not a football expert here. I didn't play D-line, far from it. I mean,
You sure about
that? Triple my weight, I might not be able to play D-line. But point is he being asked on every single snap to, you know, pin his ears back and get after the quarterback? No, none of these guys are. And when you do have a Matt Ibike playing next to you who has proven himself as a more capable pass rusher, he's going to get that assignment. So I'd imagine that did he have the most opportunities to get a sack? Probably not. You know, if he was a guy kind of like Owe a couple years ago where he'd get 99% of the way there and just couldn't finish with the sack or the tackle or the guy slips out of your hands, that's one thing. But I feel like he was being more relied on as just strictly a safety valve in passing downs or obviously run stuffing on other downs.
News from the Nest right here on 105.7 The Fan, turn it up Tuesday. Bob Hedy, Nolan McGraw, and he's on his way too. One winning drive to see Travis Jones and his teammates out there at OTA. Speaking of the contract negotiations, what's going on with that, if anything?
That's the last thing on my mind this year. This year, I just want to put the best tape out there as possible, and whatever happens, happens.
Well, that's all you can do, and let your agent handle the rest. But you would, I would assume, like to put yourself in a position of strength. Maybe you won't get what you want financially from the Ravens because of others that are looking at big, hefty pay increases. But another team's certainly going to be aware of what you do. I mean, the Ravens were a prominent franchise, and, you know, you do prominent stuff. people take notice. Hey, Patrick Queen got himself paid, and he, you know, had a great final season here in Baltimore. You know, that's the conundrum, quandary, if you will, for the Ravens, Nolan. Guy like Travis Jones, say he does get 7 sacks. There might not be enough money for him to get here in the Charm City.
Right, and Vinny put it the best. I mean, it's not just the Travis Jones thing. I mean, look at all the other contracts that you still have to hand out. And sure, you'll clear up some cap space when you get Lamar's done, but a lot of that's going to go to, you know, Hamilton, Linderbaum, guys that are a higher priority, Isaiah Likely, Oweh, depending on the kind of seasons that they have. So I feel like, given Eric DaCosta's history, he probably tried to get one of those early team-friendly 3-year type extensions. Saw him with like Chuck Clark in the past. Broderick Washington was one. I feel like he would have at least tried for that, maybe immediately after the season or 2 years ago even. But now it just feels like that time has passed. I mean, if you're Travis Jones, we're here in mid-June. What incentive is there to sign now when, like you said, you know, he doesn't even have to put up monster stats to get a big payday next offseason?
Yep, and as long as he plays well, that's good for him personally. It's good for the Ravens, obviously. And, you know, we'll just enjoy this ride for as long as it lasts. And, the business aspect, again, of a salary cap league like the National Football League, harsh realities are met, and it does affect your team. It's hard to keep the band together nowadays in all sports, quite frankly. When we come back, how about we count some early week money, buy or sell, and talk about sports subjects of this day. And then we'll talk about those Tigers. They best record in Major League Baseball. They're in town. Jason Beck from MLB.com. Talk to him about why they are so good. AJ Hinch, know him? He's pretty good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Finney and Haney, 1057, The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday. It's Finney and Haney, 1057, The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's probably at Owings Mills. If not, he's close to getting there as OTAs resume today at 12:30. Get an attendance report, all the news that's happening, who's going to be speaking, which we'll be getting into tomorrow, of course. But Vinny will be joining us at 1:30 live from the Castle. Orioles back at it tonight against the Tigers. We'll talk about them with Jason Beck from MLB.com. Bottom of the hour, Detroit coming in best record in baseball. Orioles, not that. They're still in last place in the American League East, but we'll be at Pickles for BBT, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, starting at 5:30. First time outside in a long time, so it'll be good to get reacquainted with some people. And there's other stuff happening, obviously, in the sports world. Before we get to that, let's count some dough first by yourself.
All right, quickly here. S&P 500 is in the green. It's up about 19. NASDAQ up 64. Under Armour also green, up 30 cents today. And DraftKings, hey, up 75 cents. It's about as big of a jump from DraftKings as we've seen in a while. We'll take it. As far as our sports topics, start in the NFL. News of yesterday, Packers releasing cornerback Jair Alexander. He's an unrestricted free agent right now. And the Ravens, as usual with most veterans that get cut or released, all the fans start calling for it. Sign this guy. Well, the Ravens aren't alone. I think pretty much every team in the league has been linked to him in some sort of rumor capacity at this point. I've seen the Eagles, the Rams, Cowboys, Falcons. They're just among the notable teams here that have been attached to him. The reality is, though, that interest, where does it come from? Well, Alexander, a former All-Pro, he still has that upside. 28 years old, still relatively young. And you feel like you could get him on a short-term prove-it type deal, considering he's missed a good bit of time with injury the past couple of years. My question is, how soon does he sign? Can he maybe get a bidding war going, considering how many teams should be interested? And does he want to settle in quickly? Buy or sell, Bob, Alexander will have a new home before training camp arrives in mid-July.
All right, so we're what? 5 weeks, 6 weeks away from the start of training camp. As you just said, Nolan, he's going to have suitors. Got the injury problemos here. Green Bay's a team that's trying to win a Super Bowl themselves, so why would they get rid of a 28-year-old? I know they could not come to a contract agreement, so it was a financial decision, had a lot to do with it. By the start of training camp, I will sell it, but he'll be on a roster before training camp ends. And he can wait for that bidding war, as you said. You know, knock on wood, it doesn't happen. We don't wish injuries on anyone. But a couple of teams suffer that sort of thing where a cornerback goes down. Then he's going to be him and Jalen Ramsey, I guess, will be the first everyone's going to be trying to bring in.
Over to Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge were the preseason favorites to win MVP. So it's hardly a surprise that both are on that kind of pace here as we hit close to mid-June. In the case of Judge and the American League, it appears to already be a foregone conclusion that he's going to win again. His odds are staggering. No real challenge from any other American League star just yet. Ohtani, on the other hand, strong odds, but a little more modest compared to Judge. Maybe Fernando Tatis could give him a run for his money, depending on how the NL West race shakes out. But buy or sell, Bob, both MVPs are already a lock. Only an injury will stop Ohtani and Judge from repeating.
I'll soft buy. I think Judge, unless he falls off a cliff. And keep in mind, he does tend to hit the IL periodically and go for those 2-for-27 with a lot of K slumps. But, man, has he built up a lot of equity so far in the National League? Freddie Freeman could possibly maybe make a run a little bit at Ohtani, his own teammate. That being said, I'll soft buy that it's a lock, and yeah, it'll probably take somebody missing a month or two to get another player seriously involved here.
Go over to the Ravens here. Keaton Mitchell's return, been a source of excitement so far during OTAs, and everyone's trying to figure out what his offensive role will be with an already crowded running back room. But I'm saying, what about special teams? And that was even a question posed to him late last week. We know that he had a little usage as a kick returner in 2024, only ended up returning 5 in the few games that he did play, but he says he has his sights set on being the main option at kick returner this year. As he noted, the new rules will place a touchback at the 35-yard line, so maybe teams are a little more incentivized to actually put the ball in play, creating more return opportunities. Buy or sell, Bob, Mitchell will solve the team's search for a full-time kick returner after they used 6 different guys there last year.
Ah, man. John Harbaugh said he's back speed-wise to where he was 2 years ago, where he was one of the fastest guys in the NFL. Averaged almost 8 yards a carry. Derrick Henry's your dude. Justice Hill, asset. I'll buy it. And then the kid from UConn's going to be your punt returner, in all likelihood. So Keaton Mitchell, I think we're going to see him become a big asset. But Nolan, we were talking but last week. I mean, do you incorporate him in the passing game a little bit just to try to get them legs on the field? Maybe this is the way. I don't know if I want him down there on special teams tackling other returners. But if he's going to be your guy and get opportunities with that home run ability, yeah, make it happen, man.
Right. Well, he's too good not to use offensively. Sure. So he'll have to be used in some capacity. It's just a matter of at what cost of your other backs. I mean, I think he would be more likely to take away from what Justice Hill had than he would be to put a dent in Henry. But then again, we kind of would like to see Henry scaled back for his own good. So we'll see. Back to baseball here, the Dodgers. Pitching injuries, well, that's been their reality for well over a year at this point. Go ahead and add Tony Gonsolin as the latest starter to hit the IL, this time with elbow discomfort. Some other notable names that are not available for them right now, and guys with a big price tag, Blake Snell, Tyler Glasnow, Roki Sasaki. Seeing here in total 8 starting pitchers currently on the injured list for the Dodgers. Well, last year, that lack of pitching health, it didn't stop them from winning the World Series, but they got there with just 2 pitchers on their staff surpassing 100 innings pitched. Both were under 150, by the way. So far in 2025, Yamamoto's leading the way with 73 innings. Dustin May has 66. Your next closest is a reliever, Ben Kasparius, with 40. Buy or sell, Bob, the Dodgers will end up having just 2 pitchers surpass 100 innings again this year.
I'll buy it because last year they got Buehler back now in Boston, and he helped them win. They traded for Jack Flaherty. Got him from the Tigers, of course. He helped them down the stretch. I think, Nolan, it might be very similar to what they did in 2024, where they'll bring in a couple of arms at the deadline, and they will come in and help the cause. And I saw Glasnow, getting 30 mil this year. They moved him to the 60-day. Blake Snell, who, by the way, I was Team Snell, is an Oriole fan, maybe making a run at him. Best deals are the ones you don't make sometimes. Still should have traded for Crochet, but I don't want to digress too much here.
We'll see what happens with him. I mean, he's been healthy so far, but I had my concerns because he just hasn't had a full season workload ever.
Yeah, and I think Dustin May's had injury history, too, out there in L.A., but, you know, they got enough to trade or sign what they need. We'll come back. Speaking of the Tigers, how about Jason Bechtowicz at MLB.com? Detroit, you know, they took their lumps just like the Orioles did. They got a lot of great high draft picks just like the Orioles did. And like the Orioles did, they got back to the playoffs. Unfortunately for the Orioles, they've kind of regressed. Injuries have a lot to do with it. Well, Detroit's the best team in baseball right now. Why is that so? We'll talk to Jason next here on The Fan. First place in the AL Central. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Covers Detroit and the major leagues for MLB.com. Let's welcome into the show Jason Beck. Jason, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here in Baltimore.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right. Well, not as good as Tiger baseball, but we're still hanging in there for sure. But this great start to the season, and you had the magical run last year that got you into the postseason, won a series, and coming in the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This year to a tough division with KC, Cleveland, Minnesota, et cetera, et cetera. Have they surpassed expectations as we sit here, Jason, on June 10th, being as good as they have been?
Yeah, I think so. I think there were some questions about whether they could follow that up. You know, not so much based on talent level, but because of all the injuries they had going into the season. And they were able to not only withstand those, but find a new level of play. And now they're relatively healthy with some of their key guys back, and you're kind of seeing them find their gear.
Javi Baez. Now, a couple years ago, as you know, Tigers tried to get into that free agent pool and dipped a little bit with the dough, and Baez was one of the big pieces. Didn't really work out early, but moved him to center field, got off to a great start. Veteran guy like him looked like he was going to be a build-around kind of piece, but how has he adapted to his new role in center field? And, you know, being a young veteran, you know, it's kind of an ego blow to have that happen to him.
Well, you know, Javi embraced it in part because, you know, he played center field as a kid and he really loved it, you know, growing up. But also, you know, he wants to contribute to a really good team. You know, he was out for the playoff run after hip surgery. So, you know, he could only be a bystander, but having a chance to play an active role was big for him. Now, keep in mind, you know, he's playing a little bit less center field now, a little bit more infield now that Parker Meadows is back, but he's still mixing in there. He's kind of playing a little bit all over the place between center, short, and third. But, you know, he's been one of the big surprises of this team that, you know, he's not only fit into a different role, but also elevated his play. You know, he he wants to be part of a winner here. That's why he signed here in the first place. And, you know, he's been able to contribute to that by, in part, by moving around.
Now, Jason, like the Orioles, the Tigers had that down stretch, of course, and, you know, accumulated a lot of high draft picks, invested it into that that capital into some talent, you know, as we have the Adleys and the Gunners and the Westbergs. I mean, tell our audience out there about some of the guys that Detroit took a chance on. Not even like, I mean, Skubal wasn't a top pick, but he's certainly a stud pitcher, but some of the talent that Detroit brought in that has been cultivated through the system and now, you know, getting the fruits of that labor for sure.
Well, I mean, whenever he looks at the, you know, the high draft picks, he thinks Spencer Torkelson, Casey Myers, both first overall picks in their respective years. You know, Riley Green was a top five pick. Parker Meadows was an early pick in the second round. Dylan Dingler was a early pick in the second round. He settled into the primary role of catcher. But, you know, you mentioned Skubal. That's where this team is starting to pay dividends with its player development philosophy and getting contributions out of guys who weren't top prospects coming out of school. You know, Skubal was a nice round pick, although had he not undergone Tommy John surgery, he would have been a way higher pick. You know, Sawyer Gibson Long, who you'll probably see tonight, you know, he was a sixth round pick by the Twins, who the Tigers acquired for Michael Fulmer a few years ago. Reese Olson was not a high round pick. He's hurt right now, but you know, the Tigers acquired him for Daniel Norris. You see these guys up and down the roster that they've been able to develop, and there's more along the way, and that's kind of what's helped them, you know, kind of build a player development powerhouse now.
Jason Beck, MLB.com, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan, talking about the Tigers taking on the Birds tonight. Start of a three-game series, 6:35, Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Staying with Skubal, but going back to last trade deadline, obviously it's a moot point. Jason, watching and reading and all of this, that, you know, teams were really interested in bringing him in. Jack Flaherty was traded to the Dodgers, helped them win a World Series. Now he's back with the Tigers, but was there any real chance, air quotes, that the Tigers would have been willing to unload Tarik Skubal at the deadline last year?
I think the Tigers were allowing themselves the opportunity to be overwhelmed for a deal. And I think if you look at the hard bargain that Scott Boras drove for Jack Flaherty before trading him to the Dodgers, you kind of get an idea that it would have taken an awful lot for them to part with Skubal. You know, the Orioles are one of the few franchises with a farm system deep enough that I think they reasonably could have put together a trade scenario, a trade package, if they were really motivated to do it. Now, I think there's a legit sliding door scenario where, you know, maybe Jared Skubal could have been in Baltimore, and who knows what different sources these two franchises would have had if so.
It would have been pretty cool to find out, though, wouldn't it? For sure. For Oriole fans, we mentioned Casey Mize. He had the injury. He's back. He's 6-1, sub-3 earned run average. Obviously coming out of the amateur ranks as a dude with high potential. But we'll see him tomorrow night. But talk about his game, why he's dominant, and why the Orioles are probably going to have a hard time getting anything rolling against him.
But Case is a really good example of the benefits of having that second year back from Tommy John surgery. You've seen the velocity come back, and not just on the fastball, but his splitter, which was his trademark pitch in college, it's a really good pitch again, in part because it had a big jump in velocity. He was throwing it up close to 90 miles an hour early in the year. You know, it dipped down a tick or two recently, but it's still become, it's a very effective fit for him, and he's really been able to use it to get out.
Jason, staying with the rotation, and, you know, unfortunately, sort of on the injury side, what's the status for Jackson Jobe right now?
Kind of a holding pattern right now. I think they're, you know, they're feeling fortunate that it was not a worse injury. Right now, it's a flexor strain. They're going to have him. They're having him rest for a while, then they're going to get him back going on a throwing program. I think, you know, they haven't put out a timetable on him yet, but a realistic outlook, you know, based on other guys with similar diagnoses, you're probably looking at, well, maybe shortly after the All-Star break for him, hopefully, if there's no complications. So, you know, they're going to have to do without him for a while. You know, that's where Sawyer Gibson Long's come in. That's where Pedro Montero's come in. They're hoping that they can get Reese Olson back sooner rather than later and kind of help fill that gap.
Jason, last thing for you. Jason Beck talking Orioles Tigers here on The Fan from MLB.com. They're in it to win it, and rightfully so. Detroit is, if they were looking to add, assuming the team stays healthy throughout the rest of the first half into the trade deadline, if the Tigers are looking to add, what would they add? Are they have the financial wherewithal to bring in some dough? And what sort of prospects would they be willing to sacrifice to make sure they're going to give themselves every chance to win a World Series this year?
I mean, you know, the two primary areas you look at are, you know, third base. You know, they've been mixing and matching there after, you know, obviously they missed out on Alex Bregman. You know, Jace Young is not panned out as of yet. You know, right now there's kind of a mix of Baez and Jackson Kinstry, you know, and guys along those lines. And other than that, probably looking at bullpen. Not necessarily like a traditional closer. That's not how AJ Hinch likes to use his bullpen. I don't think he's going to transition to that now. But you know, maybe along the lines of a guy with closer capabilities that you can use in the eighth, ninth inning, mixing in with, you know, Will Vest and Tom McKinley, who have been sharing closer duties right now. If you can get a guy or two like that, you know, maybe add another left-hander. This becomes a fairly formidable role for them. You know, even if you remember, there was a big reason for their success down the stretch and into the playoffs last year. It was the pitching chaos, but also a formidable late-inning group. So, you know, those are your two areas you'd be looking at.
Jason Beck covers the Tigers and Major League Baseball for MLB.com. Jason, we appreciate the insight, the information, and your time. Enjoy Baltimore this week, and we'll talk to you down the road. Maybe there's a playoff matchup in our tea leaves here. Who knows?
Looking forward to it. Sounds like a good preview.
All right, there you go. Jason Beck, everyone, we'll come back, reset the program for you. Then we got NFL Lunch coming up at the top of the hour. More Jason Cole, that is, get his thoughts on OTAs and the start of mandatory minicamps throughout some cities in the NFL. American League East report at 1:15, and then we'll go out to one winning drive with Vinny Serrato. Ronnie Stanley's at practice today. No TJ Watt, Steelers camp. Not surprising. No Terry McLaurin, Washington camp. Not surprising. Definitely not surprised that Trey Hendrickson did not post in Cincinnati. No Jonnu Smith and no Jalen Ramsey in Miami. Now, for the Ravens, we've talked about a lot. Possible contract scenarios and situations. I mean, there's scenarios, maybe not situations yet. But Nolan, as the Ravens get to mandatory minicamp next week, personally, not that Eric DaCosta has leaked me any information, I don't foresee Hamilton, Linderbaum, insert player here, not posting. I mean, a lot of these dudes have been to OTAs. I mean, Hamilton hasn't been there since, what, the first one a couple weeks ago. But I'd be a little surprised, maybe even flabbergasted, if there's some sort of mandatory minicamp, you know, holdout here.
Right, because that usually comes with, you know, it doesn't come out of nowhere. Usually pretty predictable. Like a Hendrickson, yeah, we saw that coming because he's been very vocal about it. So I think if somebody was popping off on social media or running to the media to get their quote out there, agent leaking the story or basically saying, hey, my client's disgruntled, we're seeking this amount of money, whatever, then you'd have an idea. But yeah, the Ravens, pretty fortunate, at least this year, that doesn't appear to be an issue they'll have to get over.
Do you see Lamar renegotiating before any of this gets done? Is he now number one on the pecking order? Because, you know, if he gets it done, you know, it clears up a ton with your, what, he cap hits 75 mil, 74 plus next year. So you would like to get it done, you know, reduce any sort of stress, because we know the last time Lamar and the Ravens were in some sort of a contract stalemate, things got pretty ugly. Trade demands and everything.
Right, and I think
stunning.
Both would have probably learned from that, right and wrong. you know, how to handle it. I mean, for DaCosta's part, I mean, that was kind of uncharted territory for him as well, just dealing with a player of that magnitude without an agent. I mean, it became understandably very complex. So they've made it through. I think they've reiterated their desire to keep him here a ton. Both sides know that it has to be done. You know, it's not an option. This isn't just a nice consolation for Lamar for another MVP caliber season. This has to be done from a financial standpoint. So I think it'll happen. I really hope it happens before the season, just because it's one less thing to worry about in 26.
Yeah, the Ravens, like we just talked about with Jason Beck, the Tigers in Major League Baseball, they're in it to win it. The Ravens have been at that level for a couple of seasons now. We talk about windows closing. Maybe the Orioles for this season has slammed shut. Not to say the long-term window has as well, but the Ravens' window is open as long as Lamar Jackson is a healthy starting quarterback for you and the young talent that they brought in to surround him. So the Ravens' distractions, not having any, that's a really, really good thing, because the schedule is daunting. As we know, they open in Buffalo as underdogs. The Bills, by the way, are favored in every game they play. In June, or when the schedule came out in May, this will obviously be subject to change. But with the Ravens, anything less than an AFC championship game appearance, let's be honest, Super Bowl, another division round loss is going to be a very frustrating and devastating thing to see. Maybe not to where Steve Bisciotti's going to want holding people accountable level, but fans already are ready to start making some wholesale changes, whether it's on the coaching staff, personnel-wise, or what. So Super Bowl or bust for sure. Bills are the same thing in Buffalo.
Right, and I mean, that's the complicated part of it, is only one team is going to come out of there. And even if you're going to accept that, you know, the Chiefs are just that one step ahead of Buffalo and Baltimore and have been for this past, at this point, 7 or 8 years, which is crazy. It feels like just yesterday that Mahomes was taking over and starting that dynasty up there. But I mean, even if you're willing to accept that they're just a tad better, for them to be the only representative from the AFC outside of that one Bengals year for this entire stretch, it just shouldn't be that way. We had to deal with the Patriots and their multiple runs, the early 2000s dynasty, and then the later career one for Brady in the 2010s. For that to finish, and we thought that it was opening the door for all these young quarterbacks to take over in the AFC, but in reality, we just got Brady 2.0 with Mahomes.
Yeah.
So nobody, again, besides that one-off year with the Bengals, and they didn't even cash in with a Super Bowl. So for them, it's like they got to be really kicking themselves because, hey, we finally broke through and we couldn't even make it count.
Yeah, it's the Ravens can't beat Buffalo in the postseason. Buffalo can't beat Kansas City in the postseason. Joe Burrow's beaten Kansas City in Kansas City in the postseason, but they're so challenged defensively, I would think, that even with this high-powered offense that they have and for the most part kept in place. I mean, Joe Burrow was brilliant against the Ravens yesterday, and he was 0-2, or last year, and he was 0-2 against Baltimore. I think the Ravens are kind of leveled up in the North. Don't want to get carried away with the purple Kool-Aid. Buffalo the same in the East. The South could be interesting, depending on if Trevor Lawrence plays like the number one overall pick. That thing could get a little dopey if you're Houston. And who knows, C.J. Stroud might be a banged-up guy based on whatever you choose to believe on the interweb. I think Kansas City's going to have the toughest chance in their division because the Chargers are for real. Denver made the playoffs last year. And the Raiders have Pete Carroll, and who knows what that means for their long-term success here.
I mean, that makes sense on paper, but then again, I mean, it's been nearly a decade here where they win the division every single year. And obviously some in there, it might have been a runaway. Others, maybe they got a challenge every once in a while from the Chargers. But I hear you, but until I see it, I can't buy in. And it is those top three. It's Chiefs, Ravens, Bills. Bengals are a fourth, but I think there's a gap there. And then after that, I don't think there's anybody that really threatens the top-tier teams. And even if a team was unexpectedly good, like three wins better than maybe we're predicting in the preseason, I still don't know if it's enough come playoff time to upend one of those top three teams.
We'll talk more about this very subject next with Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer. He has some NFL lunch with us. American League East report at 1:15. Couple of games in the division last night. A ballyhooed prospect made his debut. And then at the and we'll preview the Orioles and Tigers, of course. And then Vinny Serrato will be joining us live from One Winning Drive. Ronnie Stanley is back. Unfortunately, Bo Braid is not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.